And we're back in the car with John Lendorf, who in addition to being a food expert, food writer, is also a Lyft driver. We're headed to North Boulder. Now we've arrived at the North Boulder Shopping Center at Quince and Broadway. The Lucky's Empire began here.
The Lucky's, yeah, it did, and it's spread all over the country now. More importantly, this is where Lucky's Bakery is, which I consider one of the best in the area. The wonderful pastry whiz, Jennifer Bush, runs it. She really puts her heart and soul in. And she produces really great vegan and gluten-free desserts that everybody raves about, including she also makes a great lemon meringue tart.
Yes, she has plenty of desserts that have gluten as well.
Yes, and I personally have a fondness for gluten. Also in this shopping center is Julia's Kitchen.
Yeah, and Lucky's has a restaurant back there too.
Right, Lucky's Cafe. Yeah. In the midst of North Boulder, there's sort of this island of really tasty food.
All right, we're gonna head back further north to the northern edge of the city limits.
If you hadn't been up on North Broadway in a long time, you would be stunned by what's here now.
You should pull into this little shopping center. So we're in the little shopping center on the west side of North Broadway, just north of Violet. You've got this Carniceria, the Mexican grocery store. Of course, Red's Liquor, which has been here. I miss the North Boulder Cafe, which was here for many years, but it is now a very good Tibetan bistro called Mandala Infusion.
Right, and they do really good curries and really nice momo, which are the steamed Tibetan dumplings with the tomato salsa that goes with it.
And another place I can recommend right here in this tiny little space, this was where pupusas got their start, but La Choza, yeah. Little taco place and with excellent tacos.
And
not too expensive.
Highly affordable. And that's the other thing about that I hear about Boulder a lot from people. Oh, Boulder's expensive. You can't get any good, you know, cheap food here. And, well, it's not true.
Yeah, there are places. And La Choza. I've lived in this neighborhood since 1992.
Wow, you've been around here a long time.
So we're headed a little further north, headed towards Yarmouth. And up here, coming up on 4580.
Well, don't forget Subway. No.
Yes, there is a Subway.
4580 is here. Doing kind of upscale food. And if you travel up past...
Oh, that mozzarella place, too.
Oh,
Bacco.
Bacco, the mozzarella place.
We come up to Proto's Pizza.
And Spruce Confections. So there's this other island of cool food up here in North Broadway. You know, before you head out of town to go to Lyons. You dined at the American Legion?
I have drunk at the American Legion Post. I have never had their food. This is the Legion Post, of course, on 28th, just across from the Holiday neighborhood.
Which is a bastion of kind of low-key old Boulder in the midst of all the change that's happening up here.
You can also shoot clay targets on Wednesdays and on the weekends. They have open shooting if that's your thing. Well, it's been very fun to drive with you in your Lyft vehicle and hear a little bit about this other life you have. If you have any questions or comments for Mr. Lendorf, or maybe you need a ride, email him at radionibbles@kgnu.org.
Drive safely. Don't eat and drive.
Yep.